Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. It's a sweatier room than I'd hoped for. It's a nice new room. I'm enjoying the backdrop here, the screen. Andy's threatening to put things on behind me that I'm not going to be aware of during the process. So if he does, don't laugh. Don't even entertain thinking it's funny for a minute. I've got Mark Davis, the artist formerly known as Mark Henry Davis.
I have to keep saying,
who put the ball in the blue shite net? Mark Henry Davis. And there's Kiefer's here with me as well. Could be a bit of a depressing one, this, because it seems like it's only bad news, Kiefer. Only bad news out there at the moment. We're having a horrible week in the window. Is that fair to say? Yeah, well, so Jan Diamande feels, well, almost certainly is dead in the water with him inadvertently, via sources, declaring his love for PSG and that he only wants to sign for them. I mean, they've got to strike a deal with, Leipzig. And news this morning breaking from Ornstini that PSG don't want to sell Barcola. And even if they did, it would be for a fortune. How are you coping?
Is that what you call a double blow?
I think what you call a kick in the Niagaras.
You know what? I've actually watched quite a lot of Diamande during the World Cup.
Me too, regretting that.
Yeah,
makes it worse.
Been really excited and thought, you know what, if Liverpool can kind of get their hands on this lad, he'd be a real handful next season. And, you know, you can kind of see where he'd fit in and what he can offer, and especially what we were lacking at times last season. But I think my kind of one reservation about Diamande has been kind of, we've always known it's going to be about, you know, it's going to be triple. You're going to be looking at £100 million plus. And that's always been... like,
too much. I always said it was too much. I think it must have been
towards the end of the season or maybe just after. And I kind of said that, like, I do wonder if this year you just have to box clever to get bodies in. And I don't know if he was necessarily part of that. And when you kind of saw the stuff the other day come out about him wanting to go to PSG, it reminded me very much of the whole Bellingham situation a few years ago.
True.
When Liverpool kind of looking and sniffing around him, and it felt as if he was going to be the kind of the marquee signing, the kind of the rebuild, you know, we're having a great season, it's kind of similar to the season just gone. And, you know, all the kind of hopes were hanging on Bellingham, and what was it, 150 million, I think, million euros maybe. So it ended up being about a kind of a similar price, about 100 million pounds.
The year before, wasn't it Tchouaméni even? I feel like we had a semi-sargon on that.
Yeah. And obviously Madrid got him, but I think at the time everyone was gutted that we missed out on Bellingham, and you were like, oh, you know, he was going to be the one, you know, 10 years, whatever, he could probably stay in and around the first team. He was going to be this kind of big player, new leader. But I think, you know, if you were to look in hindsight, the players who have come in, you know, the four players, you know, Dominic Szoboszlai came in, Alexis McAllister came in, Wataru Endo came in, Ryan Gravenberch, and, you know, they've all helped Liverpool win the Premier League. They've all helped Liverpool kind of ascend back up the Premier League. Okay, last season wasn't as good as maybe it should have been for kind of numerous reasons, but I think there's evidence there to say that sometimes, you know, you do need quantity over quality. And